This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 15, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda is consideration of draft advisory opinion 2010-10, the National Right to Life PAC. Vice Chair, I understand we have a late submitted document.
Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so we may consider agenda document 10-41.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0. We have a presentation from Heather Abraham, the first time that she is presenting here before us, and we welcome you to the dais and look forward to your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 10-41 presents a draft advisory opinion in response to requests by the National Right to Life Political Action Committee. National Right to Life PAC asks about how to report independent expenditures for communications involving one or more clearly identified federal candidates. The draft draws five conclusions. First, that independent expenditures for communications that expressly advocate the election of a clearly identified federal candidate that do not identify any other candidate may be reported as having been made in support of the candidate identified. Second, independent expenditures for communications that expressly advocate the election of a clearly identified candidate and that identify the opposing candidate in the same race may be reported as having been made in support of the advocated candidate. Third, independent expenditures for communications that expressly advocate the election of more than one clearly identified federal candidate and that identify those candidates' respective opponents may be reported as having been made in support of the candidates identified and are allocated among the races using a time or space analysis. Fourth, independent expenditures that are made for communications that expressly advocate the defeat of one clearly identified candidate and do not identify the other candidate or any other candidate may be reported as having been made in opposition to that candidate identified. And finally, independent expenditures for communications that expressly advocate the election of a presidential vice presidential ticket and the defeat of a senatorial candidate are allocated among the different races using a time or space analysis and may be reported as having been made in support of the presidential vice presidential candidate and in opposition to the senatorial candidate. We have not received any comments on the draft or the request, and we ask for leave to make any technical and conforming changes. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Any discussion or questions on the on this draft? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make clear that as the opinion says, the Act and Commission regulations require political committees to report any independent expenditures that they make. You know, we were presented with a number of scenarios and were asked whether, you know, this was an appropriate way of reporting these particular ads. And basically, I think the Commission in most or all instances said that they were. I think this is the most logical way of reporting them. You know, we use the standard time-space analysis. There's nothing new here. The draft says they may be reported this way, you know, leaving the door open, I suppose, that there could be another way of reporting them. I mean, every time you report something as in support of somebody, it's also in opposition to somebody else. I think the point of this is that you don't have to report it twice as both in support of and in opposition to. You know, if it's expressly advocating the election of, then it seems like it's most logical to say it's in support of. If it's expressly advocating the defeat of, it seems like it's most logical to report it as in opposition to that candidate. I suppose there could be other ways of doing that, but the key for me is, you know, I think this is what the requester requested, what seemed, you know, pretty straightforward and the most logical way of applying the rules and, you know, not very controversial.
Any further discussion? If none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move
Vice Chair.
Approval of agenda document number 10-41 and authorize the Council's office to make technical and conforming changes to the draft.
Any discussion on the motion? If none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much, Ms.
Thank
Abraham.
You.
Before we move to the next item on the agenda, I just wanted to note that on the Sunshine Notice for this meeting, we were also going to be considering advisory opinions that were requested by Club for Growth and Common Sense 10. A request was made to hold those over, and so we will be taking those up at a very shortly. Commissioner McGann.
Can I ask a question about that?
Sure.
One thing I learned when I joined the commission was about these directives, which are actually public, and in the directives, which are really the government, several govern the procedures of the commission. Commissioners can hold matters over as a matter of right, and I think that's well within the power of folks to do that, and that's not the point of my question. But these AOs raise issues, I think, that are very important to these folks, the ones that we're holding over, because it concerns raising money and spending money in politics and in an election year. So at a later date, what I'm going to ask is when? Do we have a sense of when we can get these done? Because we have statutorily, we have a 60-day deadline as it is, and I'd like to make sure the public understands that I think we are very close to issuing answers, and I don't really want to get into the merits because once it's held over, it's really not proper to sort of telegraph what's going to happen. But I think we're close. There are some issues that are rather new, right? Some of this reporting issues are things that really transcend sort of the old time, what some see as a divide. I think it's the kind of thing where now that there's much more of a clean slate, it's easier to get things done, and I think that's the case here. But I want to make sure that the public knows we're going to get this done sooner rather than later, and can we get some kind of commitment when we're going to do this?
Yeah. First of all, I completely agree that the questions asked in these AOs do need answers. One of them we've had to now seek an extension, and were granted a short extension in order to accommodate the request to hold this over. But I would anticipate that either if we can reach a quick agreement that we'll do this by tally. If we can do it, we could vote these out by tally early next week, but certainly no later than next Wednesday. If necessary, we'll schedule an open meeting to consider them before next Wednesday.
Certainly available for that, and hopefully we can do it on paper, but if not, we can do it in the open meeting. A related question, and it doesn't really require an answer today, and it's impacted by the AOs, but it transcends the AOs and it really affects everyone. And I know there's been a number of questions that the staff here has received. On the reporting side of this, you have the Emily's List case, but on the form, there's no box that they can check to say actually what they're doing. I mean, they don't fit into the traditional form thing. So something else I think the commission really needs to get on is getting these forms updated. I don't think it takes a full rulemaking. I think forms traditionally aren't just done in a simpler manner. Maybe it does require notice and comment to change the form. I don't know. But if you're a committee that is trying to raise unlimited money to do independent expenditures, under the current commission internal procedures and really external rules, it's going to look like excessive contributions. And if there was a box on the form that said, no, we're sort of an Emily's List committee, whatever we want to call it, we probably have to come up with a new name for these kind of groups. But then that would probably save everyone a lot of time and headache, because I see a train wreck coming with public disclosure, because it's going to confuse the public and people aren't going to know what's going on. So that's something else. And maybe without getting into the substance of the AOs, this is something we need to tackle in the AOs. I don't know. But there are a lot of issues that are not the big picture constitutional issues or the big pick, but the nitty gritty that I think we really need to focus on, and I hope we do that soon. And I appreciate the opportunity to sure. and state my piece.
And I, Commissioner Weintraub.
I don't mean to cut you off, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to share my colleagues' concern that we, in the first place, issue these advisory opinions as soon as possible. I agree they're very important, and we have an obligation to do them in a timely fashion. I was hoping we could do them today, and it's a little disappointing that we can't, but, I hope within the next week. I think that's a fair expectation, and I think we're close enough that we ought to be able to do that. I'm also, I think that the forms that we currently have can be adapted, but if there are things that we could do to clarify and make the whole process more transparent so that everybody would understand more clearly what was being reported, I am entirely in agreement, and I would be happy to work with you to do that on the fastest possible schedule. I think, you know, supporting transparency is certainly a goal that we can all agree on.
Commissioner McGahan.
Not to prolong it, but my sense is that without getting into who's who within the building, different staff have different views on what we do with the form. So I'm glad that maybe the commission needs to at this point step in, because everyone has good points of view as to what we can and can't do with the forms. But all that's great, but we need to do something. I mean, when these court cases are over, it's a kind of a new paradigm. It's a new creature for many, and we have to really get on it, because we have an election going on now. People want to participate in that election in a way that courts have said they can, but they're hung up because they don't know how to report it, and that's you know, frustrating all around. So hopefully we can make that a priority sooner rather than later, Mr. Chairman, and get moving on this, because it's only going to cause confusion if someone raises money under sort of a Speech Now or Emily's List or Citizens United kind of model, however you want to parse the cases, the idea of unlimited money for independent speech and not subject to a contribution limit. You know, they'll get a letter from RAD saying questioning the contributions, and then, you know, and that's going to cause all kinds of problems, and who knows where that leads down the road. I think we can avoid all that by nipping it in the bud and getting ahead of the situation instead of waiting for it to sort of happen and sometime months from now get on it. We did a couple press releases to try to give some guidance. The first one was pretty good. The second one, I think, got caught in that different points of view within the building quagmire. And I think the commissioners need to insert themselves and get this straightened out, because I've heard from several people in several wings of the building that they're getting questions and they don't have answers. And that doesn't make us look good as commissioners. So I think we need to move and do this. And it doesn't seem like a heavy lift on that front, because this is not the sort of... When we joined the commission, there was a definite different points of view on the law, on the big picture. But that's not what this is. This is much more of just implementing the nitty gritty, and it's the sort of thing we can do. And I think we just need to do it. And I'm glad that we're all sort of nodding and saying we can do it. So if we can move that along, Mr. Chairman, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Commissioner Weintraub.
Again, I completely agree. I think that there are things that we could do, you know, even in advance of issuing a form, to, you know, give our staff guidance to avoid them from, you know, generating RFAIs. You know, they can make a phone call. People could use memo entries. People can write things in on the form. I mean, there's all sorts of interim steps that people both outside and inside could do to try and make things more clear. But I completely agree that, you know, if we can make our forms more clear, if what we need to do is add a box on the front page of the form, that doesn't seem like a heavy lift. And you know, since we are all in agreement on the need for transparency in these matters, you know, I completely agree with you. I think we can make that a priority and get it done.
I'll just weigh in and say I entirely support that effort as well. I think that in terms of the interest of public comprehension of what these reports actually say, and also there's no need for the agency through our reports analysis division to be sending out all sorts of letters and making phone calls that aren't necessary, and the committees or the filers on the other end, I think they probably don't want to have to make all sorts of responses to those inquiries. And I think in order to save ourselves a lot of trouble and headache on all sides here at the agency, those who are reporting, I think that this would be a very worthwhile and timely endeavor, and one that we should resolve here very quickly. So, Commissioner McGahan.
Not to belabor, but again, very quickly is not necessarily getting it done. I'm not sure what the best process is to do it. My gut is, and I'd be happy to do it, I think under our directives I can circulate a ballot, and if we don't like the form, we can take it up at the next open meeting. I mean, this is that timely, and I don't want to really be a bull in a china shop on this, but this is kind of important that this gets done, because it's the sort of thing that if we don't do, it's going to cause problems on the disclosure side. And the disclosure is something that, regardless of what our personal views are, the courts are pretty clear about it, and the statute's pretty clear about it, and we need to get on this, because this is just going to cause headaches, and it puts the folks who work here in an awkward spot, because they get a question, they don't have an answer, and they can't say, well, the commission has said they're going to do it quickly. We've been saying kind of quickly for a while, so I don't know if that would be considered out of order to just, you know, force the issue for the next open meeting. If we don't get it done by then, there may be APA issues that get in the way of that, but, you know, once the court orders the FEC, well, in these cases, they didn't really order the FEC to do something, but once they say people have the right to do something, we can't say, well, you know, you don't have the right until we get around to doing the form. So I don't know if that'd be out of order, but maybe we can talk, you know, informally about that. But I'd be happy to sort of lead the charge on it and be the one beating the drum. Commissioner Weintraub, I think, shares the passion as well. So, you know, I think we can get this done.
Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, as we all know, we do have a forms committee, and I think it'd be a very useful brief meeting, I think, to get everyone in the building who does work on these issues together, have a quick meeting, come up with some suggestions. I agree with my colleague that we could probably do this very quickly on a tally vote, and if not, certainly at the next meeting.
Commissioner McGann.
Wonderful. When do these opinions come down? Beginning of the year? It's been, what, 6 months in some, for Emily's List? Speech
well,
now.
Well, Emily's List was late last year.
Speech Now has been, what, two, 3 months?
Yeah, at the beginning of this year, and so
it was. Okay, yep. So we can hopefully get this done by the next meeting.
Yep, I think that's certainly something to shoot for. Well, not to shoot for, but to actually accomplish. Commissioner Weintraub.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, not to belabor it further, but, you know, I feel that I must say that several people on the staff have been sort of waving this flag at us. So, you know, it's not like the staff has been oblivious to this problem. I'm sure they will be thrilled to hear us say this.
And that's my point. It's that there's different schools of thought on how to accomplish this. Everyone knows we need to do something, but it's just I'm glad the commission's having this discussion, because there's times where really the staff can only do so much. The commission ultimately is the commission. You know, there's six, and then there's everyone else, and sometimes the six or five, depending on what day it is, need to step up. And I'm glad we're committed to that.
All right.